Hello, welcome back to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Elsie.
So yesterday we talked about how some universities in the Netherlands and in Japan are trying to cut out the humanities. Do you guys remember what the humanities are?
The humanities include subjects like literature, language, history, psychology, and so on.
That's right. So if a university offered only courses in science and mathematics, I probably wouldn't attend university because I'm very poor at those two subjects. What about you, Elsie?
Same here. Because I'm really bad at those two subjects too. And why am I not good at the subjects? Because I am not interested in them. That's the problem. So I think there should be a variety of departments and colleges in a university so that students can choose what they like to major in.
I totally agree with you, actually. The reason why I am also not good at those subjects is also because I have completely no interest in them.
Right.
It's the same as asking somebody who enjoys math to study art. That would be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, let's get started on our article today.
Reading.
More on the humanities continues in the Netherlands and Japan. Funding for arts and humanities has decreased around the world since 2009, says The Atlantic. This is largely due to the idea that higher education should fund programs that best help graduates find jobs. While preparing students for the workforce is an excellent goal, many argue cutting humanities isn't the right solution. It's important to consider the impacts this trend could have on our societies. The Japanese government is encouraging cuts in the humanities so that universities serve areas that better meet society's needs. However, Sarah Churchwell from Times Higher Education argues, "In a global age, we need to understand other societies." Churchwell explains that anyone who has ever studied a foreign language knows that different phrases can encourage new perspectives and open our eyes to cultural values. One then is left wondering what exactly Japan's government sees as the needs of society beyond economic growth. This begs the question, will a society truly progress if it is simply limited to that value?
Okay, our article begins with the first sentence. Funding for arts and humanities has decreased around the world since 2009, says The Atlantic. So the word funding is a noun and it refers to money that is provided by an organization for a particular purpose.
今天文章一开始提到的 funding 是名词，资金的意思。Sometimes we might hear the word fundraising.、
Mm-hmm.
It means an activity to raise money for a cause or a project,、
yeah.
也就是募款活动。那在这边跟同学们补充哦 ，fund F-U-N-D 当名词的时候也可以是资金的意思。那如果当动词的话呢，就是提供资金啦。For example, we're still looking for an organization to fund our project. 我们还在寻找组织来资助我们的计划。
We also see the word decrease in that sentence. If something decreases, it means it becomes less or goes down to a lower level.
Decrease 是减少、下降，那上升我们就会说 increase, I-N-C-R-E-A-S-E, increase. So the article says that funding for arts and humanities has gone down since 2009. Why is that?
Well, our article says this is largely due to the idea that higher education should fund programs that best help graduates find jobs. You've probably heard the phrase due to many times. Just in case you forgot, it means because of something or as a result of.
Due due to, 也就是 because of 的意思。记得在 of, of 这个介系词后面加上名词或 ving 哦。那如果想要在 due to 后面加上一句话的话呢，我们可以用 due to the fact that 来当作开头。For example,Due to the fact that students need to find jobs after they graduate from universities, higher education has to fund programs that can help them in the future. Due to the fact that 其实就是 because 这个字。
We saw the word funding a few minutes ago. Fund is a verb, which Elsie also talked about earlier, and it means to provide money for an activity, organization, or an event.
刚刚有跟同学们补充过了 ,fund 当名词的话是资金，当动词的话是提供资金。文章呢，这里 fund 就是一个动词。
Also, the word graduate is a noun in this sentence. It refers to students who have completed a university degree. For example, research shows that many graduates are stuck with low-paying jobs.
Graduate 在文章当中当名词使用哦，就是毕业生的意思，大学毕业生。那么当动词呢，同学们应该相当熟悉。Graduate 当动词就是毕业啦。
Our article then says, while preparing students for the workforce is an excellent goal, many argue cutting humanities isn't the right solution. The phrase prepare somebody for something means to get them ready for something.
Prepare somebody for something means to get somebody ready for something. 也就是使某人准备好做某事。所以要让学生们准备好就业，要兼顾资金，减低人文艺术课程的方式，真的是对的吗？
Our article explains that it's important to consider the impacts this trend could have on our societies. The word impact is a noun and it refers to the effect or influence that an event, situation, etc. has on someone or something. For example, pollution has a serious impact on our climate.
Impact 是冲击、影响的意思。To have an impact on somebody or something 代表的就是对某人某事造成影响。We can also add some adjectives before impact. For example, a great impact, a huge impact, or a serious impact.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to consider, which means...to think about the impacts and the consequences that this trend could bring to students and further to the societies.
Right. Our article then says the Japanese government is encouraging cuts in the humanities so that universities serve areas that better meet society's needs.
They're using this slogan to make people believe that it is better to do this. Serve areas...that better meet society's needs, 资金应该用在社会大众的需求上, which means to prepare students for the jobs, right?
Yeah, so I guess what the Japanese government believes is that math and science are the only degrees that can get you a job, and the only degrees that society needs, which isn't even true because a teacher, for example, Elsie, you study the humanities and arts to
English.
Become an English teacher, right?
Right.
So if they didn't have these courses in universities,
then I won't have a job.
Yeah, and students wouldn't learn English or even any other languages. Mm-hmm. Our article says, however, Sarah Churchwell from Times Higher Education argues in a global age, we need to understand other societies. So the word global means affecting or including the whole world. Thanks to the internet, the world is much more connected than it was in the past. Here's an example sentence for the word global. Climate change is a global issue. It affects the whole world.
Global, 全球的。In global age, 在这个全球的时代，我们应该去了解其他的社会形态。Not all the societies need people good at math and science, and not only math and science are important in societies. The humanities are important as well.
Right, because, for example, if we study politics of a country, that would probably not fall under math or science, that might fall under humanities. So if we want to understand each other, we need to learn subjects likeSociology, which is like studying, you know, groups of people.
And also, psychology.
Yeah,
right?
Psychology, which studies the individual person. So we do need these subjects in order to understand other countries. Our article says, Churchwell explains that anyone who has ever studied a foreign language knows that different phrases can encourage new perspectives and open our eyes to cultural values. So this is something that we talked about just a few minutes ago mm-hmm. when we said, you know, that we need to study humanities because learning a foreign language, as Churchwell says, actually teaches us a lot of about the culture as well.
Yeah.
So we have a few words and phrases to look at in this sentence. Let's first discuss the word cultural. It's an adjective and it's usually used before a noun. Cultural values refer to the values that belong or relate to a particular society and its way of life.
Culture 是文化 ,cultural 是文化上的是一个形容词。Cultural values, 文化的价值。How can we open our eyes to cultural values? The humanities matter.
Mm-hmm. So the phrase, open somebody's eyes to something, means to make someone realize something they did not know before.
Open one's eyes to something. 开启某人的眼界去看以前他不知道的东西。
And finally, we see the word perspective. So a perspective is a way of thinking about something, especially one which is influenced by the type of person you are or by your experiences. For example, if you get into an argument with your friend, you should try to look at things from his or her perspective too. So perspective is the same as saying a person's point of view.
Perspective, 观点。从我的观点来看，从我的观点出发看事情，我们就可以在这个我们要说的话之前加上什么呢？ From my perspective, 或者是呢， from my point of view.
Yeah, our article says, one then is left wondering what exactly Japan's government sees as the needs of society beyond economic growth. So the word economic is an adjective, and it means relating to trade, industry, and the management of money. Therefore, economic growth refers to the growth of the economy.
Economic growth, 经济成长。Angeline, what do you think about Japanese government's way to deal with the problem? Is it for the needs of society or for the economic growth?
So clearly what they're focused on is about Japan making more money.
Money, right?
They want to make more money. Mm-hmm. And we do know that Japan is famous for their technology, right?
Yes.
A lot of people recently have been going to Japan to buy like blow dryers, microwaves, a whole bunch of electronic products. And these products do require science and math, right? And it does help their economy because people are buying them and they're making money from
Good
them.
Good point.
But that's not the only thing that's important in a society, right?
Yeah, but I think they emphasize more on that, right?
Yeah, they're emphasizing on money, pretty much. And we all know that money isn't the only thing that we need in life, right?
Or in a country.
Yeah. Okay, so our article says, this begs the question, will a society truly progress if it is simply limited to that value? We have a shortcut for you video to watch, so let's do that right now.
Shortcut for you!
Do you know where my keys are? I don't see them anywhere.
Where did you put them last?
I don't know. I remember putting them in my winter coat.
Well, that begs the question. Where is your winter coat?
Beg the question? I am not begging.
To beg the question means a question needs to be asked.
Gotcha. Beg the question is 令人纳闷
That's right. I must beg the question. Where is your coat?
I think I left it outside.
That begs the question. Why did you leave it outside?
Maybe I was walking in my sleep.
Well, that begs the question. When did you start walking in your sleep?
Stop begging questions and help me find my coat.
And we're back. So the word progress is a verb and it means to improve, develop, or achieve things so that you are then at a more advanced stage. For example, the project is progressing very quickly.
Progress 是动词进展的意思。那如果这个字呢要当名词的话我们必须要念作 progress.
Right.
Progress, 那就是名词了。
It's spelled the same way, but it's pronounced differently. We also see the phrase be limited to something. It means to exist or happen only in a particular place, group, or area of activity. What the sentence is saying is that, will our society develop if we only know math and science? What do you think, Elsie?
You mean, if our society develop if we only know math and science? As we discussed before, if there are no, like, language, cultural values, something like that, then... Mm-hmm.A country is not a country anymore, right?
No. And not
a very fall apart.
Yeah. And not a very educated country, too, because the country only knows certain things. They don't know what goes on
only
outside.
Math and science.
Yeah. They don't know what else goes on outside of this world.
So okay. It's limited to something.
Right.
Right? Limit 就是限制的意思啦。
Okay, so we've come to the end of our article, but don't go anywhere because we still have our For You chat.
For You Chat.
So our For You Chat question for today is, what are some values that are important in your society?
Okay, so I'm Canadian, which means I come from Canada, and the values that are important in our society is multiculturalism, which means we have a respect for cultural differences. We encourage all cultures to come to Canada. Okay. We also, one of the other important values we have in our society is freedom. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech. Canadians are also known to keep peace, law, and order. So we do respect peace, law, and order. What about in Taiwan? What does your society value?
I think in Taiwan, we value that we should work together as a team.
Mm.
Always.
Okay.
Right? And we should respect others, especially our maybe mothers, fathers, grandparents.
Yes.
And also we should be humble.
Okay.
And a lot of them, just to name a few, right?
Okay, right.
And I think the most important of all, we have to work hard.
Yes,
that's true. I think a lot of foreigners think Taiwanese, you work too hard, but it's part of our life.
It's part of your culture and your values.
And our culture, right? Yes.
Okay. So we've come to the end of our article for today. We hope you enjoyed it. This is Angeline.
And this is Elsie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
More on the humanities continues in the Netherlands and Japan. Funding for arts and humanities...has decreased around the world since 2009, says The Atlantic. This is largely due to the idea that higher education should fund programs that best help graduates find jobs. While preparing students for the workforce is an excellent goal, many argue cutting humanities isn't the right solution. It's important to consider the impacts.This trend could have on our societies. The Japanese government is encouraging cuts in the humanities so that universities serve areas that better meet society's needs. However, Sarah Churchwell from Times Higher Education argues, in a global age, we need to understand other societies. Churchwell explains,that anyone who has ever studied a foreign language knows that different phrases can encourage new perspectives and open our eyes to cultural values. One then is left wondering what exactly Japan's government sees as the needs of society beyond economic growth. This begs the question, will a society truly progress if it is simply limited to that value?
Vocabulary Review.
Funding. The school was able to open a new library when it received funding from the government. Fund. It was kind of Jill's grandfather to fund her trip to Australia. Graduate.You need to be a university graduate to apply for this job. Impact. The internet has made a major impact on the way people listen to music. Global. Climate change is a global problem. Progress. The project progressed quickly once the company hired two more people.